Today is Saturday, May 17th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Graduation Tassel Day. It's also National Idaho Day. National Learn to Swim Day. National Cherry Cobbler Day. And finally, National Walnut Day. Actually, a cherry cobbler with some crumbled walnuts or crushed walnuts on top of it would actually be pretty good, I think. I don't know. A little crunch never hurt anything. I am a big fan of crunch. All right, well, we do have a little bit of contact, so let's go ahead and take care of that. By the way, folks, I know I didn't release anything on Friday. I am currently sick. I feel a little bit better right now. You can probably hear in my nose and my voice a little bit of a difference, but I was just not feeling well yesterday. I needed to save my energy because I had to record the mix last night, and I didn't want to miss that. Because we only do it one day a week, and we're going to be missing quite a few episodes as Daniel camps and I travel and, you know, stuff like that. So I just couldn't do it yesterday. So I'm recording today. I'm even releasing it kind of late on a Saturday, but it counts. At least it counts to me. All right. Well, Leo says, hi and welcome back. Hi, Leo. To address the Daniel saga, no, I usually don't hate people if I don't know them. But I guess that's not true because I definitely hate Trump. Anyway, to be honest, he said it. He annoys me. Some personalities work with others and some do not. Fair enough. If he wants more details, I can give them. But like I always say, don't ask a question unless you want to hear the answer. But the main question here is, do I hate him? Dear Daniel, I do not hate you. Love, Steve. I threw that in there because you added that to my last text to you, so maybe he will feel special now. Wait, is your name Leo or Steve? I'm so confused now. What is the Steve? Steve is my stepdad. I'm confused. I'm so confused. But anyway, well, you know, it's true. Not everyone. Daniel and I are both sensitive, but I really, and so it will eat at him probably, but I did prepare him for this already. I said, hey, by the way, Leo said you're annoying. Anyway, so he already knows. So he is he is preparing. Or he is mentally and emotionally prepared to hear this. You know, we all have things, right? We all have people that we like, and we all have people that we mesh with, and we have people that we don't. And I tend to hang around with people with strong personalities. So, you know, all of my friends tend to have strong personalities. It's just one of those things. So I'll put it that way. But I love Daniel. Daniel is my best friend. All right, so, and it's okay. I feel like Leo is perfectly okay with, you know, how he feels, but it's fine for people not to, or it's not that he doesn't like him. He just doesn't want to listen. So presumptuous that you would think I would be a bottom. I don't even remember saying that. I'm an oral top, thanks. Me too. Do you, you know what, Leo? You have to tell me. Is that a struggle for you? Because I'll tell you why. Because I found that people are looking for, well, from the sucking side of things, because you like to suck dick. I find that a lot of bottoms don't want to be sucked. And a lot of tops that you would normally suck also want to top. And so I find that when I'm wanting to like suck, it's a problem. Or in the past, I'm saying, not like right now. Anyway, in the past, when I've been looking for people, I've found that to be a problem because of the things that I just said. No, I would definitely not use fire lube. It just makes me feel like I lost a lot more weight than I did when I poop. Ugh. Since my name seems to be mentioned a lot, Daniel will enjoy this. I disagree with you so much about using automated stuff at McDonald's. I prefer to go into the bank if I have time, or go through the drive-thru, so at least the person has to be there to take my code and give me the food. I'm a social introvert, but I'm afraid everything is becoming too AI and robotic, and I like having humans stay employed. Well, I want humans to be employed, but I just don't want to deal with them. It's just a me thing, you know. I love the high roller. One of my best Vegas experiences. Lucky for me, I bought the right ticket. Yeah, I didn't, as we know. Also, it's cheaper if you do right after sunset. I don't know what I did wrong, because like I say, I always pick whatever I think is going to be not the most expensive. I'm not rich. I mean, if it's a really expensive thing, but if it's a trivial amount of money, then I'm going to pick the higher price thing because I'll think, oh, that must be better. You know, there must be some bonus. If it's some extravagantly expensive something, then no, I am cost conscious. But for something like a ticket to High Roller, it's what, 10, 15, 20 bucks more to get the car with the alcohol in it. I'm going to do that. But I don't know what happened there. Okay, we have to break up. I am so much of a Diet Coke fan. Whoa, bleh. It's the sugar in regular soda that gives you that sticky, gross breath aftertaste. Look at you being an adult. I don't know. Look at me being an adult. I don't know. Yes, I am an adult, but I don't know what you're talking about. Are you like, I remember you like write these text messages as you're listening. And so you're like responding to something I said, I'm sure. Well, there you go. There's my responses to you. We will go ahead and we have one more contact, but you know what? We'll save that for tomorrow. I think we may have a voicemail as well. Let's see. Actually, let's look and see if we have voicemail. Da, da, da. Y'all, my nose is just so stuffy. It's driving me crazy. All right. Looking over here, we do have a voicemail. Huh. Should we play it or not? Yeah, let's go ahead and play it. Why not?
$200 to $400 a night. Adam, Scotty, Rosie Butler.
Hey, Scotty.
I was just listening to Mix Minus.
Yes.
Or maybe it was Level 13. Anyway, I can't remember. I'm probably like a month and a half behind. But I can't believe Daniel was using AI and he was punching in that you were going to spend $200 to $400 US a night. That is...
For what?
Crazy.
Am I...
But
I wasn't paying total attention
on your overseas holiday, that is. But, you know, I guess it's good to splurge and have a moment's luxury, because when you return to the USA and poor old Mittens gets locked up in some detention center, it certainly won't be luxury accommodation.
Scotty.
Okay, we'll have fun in Scotland whenever that is. Bye.
I don't know what you people are hearing over in other countries, but there is no reason to be worried about Mark being imprisoned. He's a U.S. citizen. He has he only has a U.S. passport. But he watched the video that you sent me, Scotty, the Instagram or whatever, the story, I don't know. And he said he appreciates the fact that you care about him enough to think about him, and that he is not worried, though. He thinks he will be fine. So, and we both think he will be fine when we travel. He's not even a Filipino citizen anymore. So where the hell would he live if he wasn't? He had to denounce his Filipino citizenship to become a U.S. citizen. And he has not renewed he can renew his citizenship in the Philippines or whatever it's called, but he hasn't done that yet. So he wouldn't be able to go anywhere else, you know? So I don't know, even if he was detained, eventually I think they would get everything sorted out, but I'm just as likely to be, well, probably not, but I wish I was just as likely to be detained. I wish that was the case. I don't like being in this. Well, I'm going to stop there. All right. So what happened? So I was sick. So nothing has happened. I did today work on my Cruise Ducks website. And so I made a lot of progress. I got it to the point where I got it on the server. It's missing a lot of stuff. I mean, there's still a lot more to do. I have so much to do before we go on this cruise. I've got to get it working before I go on the cruise, because that's the whole, that's where I'm going to be able to actually put the ducks on a ship. And so I got it up on the server. I've got to work on adding the database, getting the profiles created, and then it'll just be about making sure I have four duck models printed and ready to go, with QR codes and profiles in the database. And then I need an Etsy store. I was going to use Shopify, but I want to do this really, really quick. So I'm going to set up an Etsy store, and I'm going to link to the Etsy store from the website to start with, because that'll be easier to get set up. So, oh my God, like, we're leaving in 10 days or something like that. I don't know. I may not finish. If I don't finish, I'm going to have find people going on cruises and like mail them ducks and say, would you please hide this on the cruise ship? I don't know. But anyway, I did that. We watched a show on Amazon Prime that was actually good. I can't remember what it's called, though. Is it overcomplicated or overcompensating? I think is what it's called. It's a gay story. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good Sunday, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.